for Helen to start the hour and scousing the girls there for Fiona. And this ain't a love song, this is goodbye. Now, the Fillings Breakfast Show furthers your article about the man who's renting himself out as a friend.
Oh, yes.
Here's another one. A man who makes a living by renting himself out to do nothing has garnered an enormous following online and thousands of clients. For 10,000 yen, that's around £70, plus expenses for travels and meals, anyone can rent Shoji Morimoto, who's 37, from Tokyo in Japan, but he won't do anything except eat, drink and give a simple response.
Well, that's not doing nothing, eating and drinking.
Morimoto first offers his services in June 2018 after posting a tweet that read, "I offer myself for rent as a person who does nothing. It is difficult for you to enter a shop on your own. Are you missing a player on your team? Do you need someone to keep a place for you? I can't do anything except easy things." Wouldn't be much use on a football team, though, if somebody passed the ball to him and he could score a goal and he didn't do anything. Although originally offering his services for free, Morimoto now charges to reduce the volume of requests and to discourage time wasters, and says he sees three or four clients a day and has seen 3,000 people since he first launched his services. People rent him for various reasons, he says, but most are bored or lonely and simply want to be listened to. He's been hired to have lunch posts for photographs on Instagram, accompany somebody filing for divorce, catching butterflies in the park, and to listen to healthcare workers struggling with their work. One man hired him to describe a murder he'd committed. Oh dear. Well, another paid Morimoto to take him from the hospital to revisit the spots where he'd attempted suicide. Nice. The Full English Breakfast Show. Boys and girls, the theme this week. Hello to Marion. Here is Watershed from South Africa, an indigo girl. Hasn't been a bad week on the pop quiz, all in all. I hope you're not going to hit me with something like 2017 this week, though.
No. I was trying to find, like, the best year, happiest year. Well, according to some surveys, the 1970s was the era when families in Britain were the happiest. So,
I don't know about that. I mean, it's all subjective, isn't it? I mean, you didn't grow up in the 70s like I did.
No.
I mean, at the 3-day week.
Well, anyway, I've gone for 1970.
That's probably okay. You know,
is it okay?
Well, apart from the fact the Beatles split up.
Well, you were probably too young, but it was when the first Page Three girl appeared.
I remember that.
Can't be a bad year, surely.
Passing it around behind the bike sheds.
And when Chelsea and Leeds United drew 2-2 in the FA Cup
and
final.
And Chelsea won the replay. Dave Webb scored with his shoulder.
Exactly.
It's
Paul McCartney.
Dirty Leeds ever since then.
Paul McCartney publicly announced that he had left the Beatles. Elton John's album was released, the second album by Elton John, but the first to be released in the US. And it was the first Glastonbury Festival on the 19th of September in 1970. So can you tell me, the Beatles...
I think Bowie played at that, actually.
Okay, maybe. The Beatles released their last album.
Let It Be.
Yes, correct.
Produced by Phil Spector.
Okay, and
Messed up the sound.
And the best-selling song of 1970 was a track by Mungo Jerry.
In the Summertime.
Correct. And nothing to do with 1970. An Italian singer who was born 2 years earlier in 1968. It has something to do with your theme of boys and girls.
Sabrina.
Had a hit with...
Boys, boys, boys.
Yes. You're not going to, are you?
Yeah, somebody's requested it, actually.
Oh, thank you. Who did? Who heard my plea?
It was Tony.
Oh, it does remind me of Fabrizio in Foster Novo.
Okay, what's the third one?
On a holiday. What? That was the third one.
Oh,
was so that you go into the song.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Tony says... yes, can you play Boys, 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 which is actually called In the Summertime, a bit like Mungo Jerry. But he said, I remember when she played on Top of the Pops and her top fell down. Tony Austin.
I remember that.
Couldn't get away with that now.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
A man has been shot dead in Saint-Laurent-du-Var. The shooting broke out on Thursday evening behind the local swimming pool in the Saint-Joseph district. According to local reports, the individual who was in his car at the time was shot several times. An investigation has been opened to determine the reason behind the shooting. In other news, bomb threats have reportedly been made against two schools in the Var. Reports say that the threats were made by telephone on Thursday afternoon to the Collège Albrecht in Saint-Maxime and the Lycée Saint-Exupéry in Saint-Raphaël. Police were on the scene and all students were taken to a place of safety. The former head of the Italian government, Silvio Berlusconi, has been urgently admitted to hospital in Monaco after suffering heart problems. The 84-year-old media tycoon is in Monaco for tests. His spokesman said he's expected to return home within a few days. A maritime shuttle service based in the port of Cap Dye for employees working in the Principality is moving forward. The project, which has long been in the pipeline, looks likely to come to light and plans to reduce traffic on the roads coming into the Principality during rush hour. Figures for January show that on average 16,233 vehicles come into Monaco on a daily basis, and that's 3,000 more than the previous year. And a solidarity restaurant for students is to open its doors in Nice. First in France and under the leadership and coordination of the Nice City Council, the restaurant will be exclusively reserved for students. Concerning COVID-19, French Prime Minister Jean Castex has said that the health crisis in France is under control but remains fragile. Accompanied by six ministers during Thursday's press conference, the Prime Minister expressed his concern about the emergence of a new, more contagious strain, announcing new health measures in the fight against the spread of COVID. Castex confirmed that the current 6 p.m. curfew in some 25 departments of France will be extended from tomorrow, Saturday the 16th of January, across France for at least 15 days. He defended this decision, saying that in the 15 departments where it was first put in place on January the 1st, the number of cases was two or three times lower than in other departments. The Prime Minister confirmed tighter border controls from Monday the 18th, with all those wishing to travel to France from a country outside of the European Union having to provide a negative COVID test ahead of departure, and will then also have to isolate themselves for 7 days upon their arrival, repeating a test at the end of this period. For schools, Castex said that it was essential that schools remained open, adding that the health protocol will be stepped up, testing amongst pupils will continue and be increased, and indoor sports activities will be suspended until further notice. For first-year university students, half groups will be able to resume from January the 25th. Concerning the vaccination campaign, Castex announced that vaccination in France will be extended to over 75s on Monday, as well as those of all ages with chronic illnesses. To make an appointment, you can go to the website www.sante.fr or call 0800 009 110, and that information is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. France's finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, announced on Thursday that the repayment of the government-guaranteed loans will be deferred for 1 year. Fixed costs of businesses closed or experiencing a limitation of their activity due to the pandemic, with a monthly turnover of more than €1 million, will be covered by up to 70%. This exceptional aid will be added to the Solidarity Fund. For smaller companies, the government will work with MPs to define the best ways to lower the €1 million threshold. That's for a number of very specific small structures. Bruno Le Maire also promised specific aid for wine growers unfairly affected by US sanctions linked to Airbus. The Prime Minister warned that a new lockdown was not ruled out and would be introduced without delay in the event of a severe decline of the health situation, stressing that the current situation does not require such a measure. Finally, the UK government has said that the pre-departure COVID-19 testing will now be required for everyone travelling to England from 4 a.m. GMT time on Monday. The rules had been due to come into force today. Those arriving by plane, train or boat, including UK nationals, will have to take a test within 72 hours before leaving the country they're in. Anyone arriving from places not on the UK's travel corridor must self-isolate for 10 days. France currently isn't on the UK's travel corridor list.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Cricket, day two of the first test between Sri Lanka and England in Gaul. It was a delayed start because of rain. They are playing now, though. England 170 for three, leading by 35 runs on first innings. Joe Root 87 not out. Dan Lawrence 22 not out. Johnny Bairstow, the man out this morning, for 47. Day one of the fourth and final test between Australia and India in Brisbane. Australia won the toss, decided to bat. They're 233 for five at the moment. Nearing the end of the day's play, Cameron Green 18 not outs, Tim Payne 7 not outs, Marlis Labuschagne made a century before he went for 108. Football, there was one game in the English Premier League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Arsenal were denied a fourth straight win in the Premier League by Crystal Palace. Mark Scott reports from the Emirates.
Arsenal's winning run in the Premier League comes to an end. They had the better of it in terms of possession and territory, but Palace actually had the clearer cut chances. James Tompkins hit the bar with a header in the first half, while Christian Benteke had a header really well saved by Bernd Leno. Arsenal were slow and sluggish before the break, but certainly upped it at the start of the second half and had a frenzy of opportunities, but Vicente Guaita never forced into too strenuous action. I guess one of the major upsides for Arsenal, Thomas Partey coming on in the second half after a month out through injury, but they lacked a cutting edge going forwards. Palace good value for the point. It finished at the Emirates. Arsenal 0, Palace 0.
The football authorities here in England have released a joint statement about their enhanced COVID protocols this week and their commitment to safety and seeing the various leagues completed. Part of that is reminding clubs to avoid goal celebrations and unnecessary contact. The Chelsea boss Frank Lampard says he has told his players to adapt how they celebrate goals.
Football has and always will be a game of instinct. And if we want to take the instinct out of the game, I think it's not that simple. So I think the players are good lads. They don't want to do the wrong thing. They're being asked to do their job through this very tough time, and they're doing it. And that's the way it is. And I understand that. But when they're on the pitch and if they score a goal, we'll try and adapt slightly as well as we can. Ideally, in a perfect world, we'll all walk back to the halfway line and just start again. But with football, maybe it won't quite be the case. And I don't think you can hold players hugely to account unless there's clear flouting of those rules. But that's certainly not an easy line to draw in-game in football.
Meanwhile, Aston Villa have been forced to postpone another Premier League match due to the pandemic. They closed their training ground last week after a number of positive tests. Wednesday's game against Tottenham had already been postponed, and now Sunday's match at home to Everton has also been called off. Elsewhere, Danny Ings has also tested positive for coronavirus. The striker has been self-isolating since getting his test results after Southampton's win over Liverpool 10 days ago and will miss their game against Leicester on Saturday. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League Update from the home of Premier League football.
I don't know if I agree with Super Frank there. I mean, you know, if you can't resist hugging and kissing people after you score a goal, I mean, what's the world coming to? Unless you scored a goal, of course, Sarah, in which case it might be a bit different.
Right, OK.
So, in the English Premier League this weekend, they're coming thick and fast, aren't they? Saturday, Wolves against West Brom. And Big Sam get his first win?
For a home win from Wolves.
Yeah, I think you're right. Leeds against Brighton.
Leeds.
Yeah, I think I might join you there. West Ham against Burnley.
A draw.
West Ham. Fulham against Chelsea.
It won't be easy, but I think Chelsea can do it.
Well, Fulham got a draw at Spurs the other night. So, and Chelsea, well, you know, we don't know which Chelsea's going to turn up. I don't really know. I don't know what to say. You know what? I think Fulham might win. And Leicester against Southampton. Ooh, it's a big one, isn't it?
Southampton.
That's a brave call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for Leicester there. Sunday, Sheffield United against Spurs. Can Sheffield United repeat their feats of last week? Are you again?
Yes.
You're going for Sheffield United?
Yes, they're on fine form.
I can't see them beating Spurs somehow. Well, yeah, it's just funny. It's impossible. Spurs. Liverpool against Manchester United.
I'm going to be like you with Chelsea. I don't think we can win that. I think that's going to be an away win for Man United.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh, so that is a prediction. I'll go for a draw there. Manchester City against Crystal Palace.
It's got to be a home win for Man City.
Yeah. Arsenal against Newcastle on Monday.
Arsenal.
Mm-hmm. Formula One, Ferrari's Charles Leclerc has tested positive for coronavirus. The 23-year-old said he's feeling okay, has mild symptoms and is isolating at his home in Monaco. Early this month, McLaren's Lando Norris tested positive for COVID-19 while on holiday in Dubai. Rugby Union, the Wales back Liam Williams will miss the start of the Six Nations after being handed a 3-match ban for the red card he received during Scarlet's Pro 14 defeat by Cardiff Blues. Williams was sent off for a dangerous entry into a ruck and will now miss the match between Wales and Ireland on February the 7th. The final two rounds of European pool matches that were postponed earlier this week will not be rearranged. The games had been set to take place over the next two weekends, but the competitions will now go straight to a knockout phase in April. The European Cup organisers will announce the revamped structure of the competitions next week. And in tennis, Andy Murray may miss the Australian Open after contracting coronavirus. The former world number one had been set to fly out to Melbourne, but is now isolating at his London home. The Australian Open starts on the 8th of February, and all players will have to quarantine for 2 weeks before the tournament gets underway. Murray is still hopeful he can make the tournament, where he's been given a wild card. Here's the marine weather forecast for coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaracim in the Var. The general situation is a depression 1,008 millibars over the Tyrrhenian Sea. Winds are variable, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, partially cloudy, force 3 to 5 southwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northerly, force 3 to 5, the sea is slight to moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,008 millibars. Then the outlook for Saturday, partially cloudy, force 3 to 5, northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
Riviera Radio, weather.
Rain dying away, it was raining when I came into work. You got away with it, didn't you?
I certainly did, yeah. Mm.
Partially cloudy then, with light to moderate westerly winds. Top temperature 12 degrees, overnight lows 7 degrees on the coast, 5 degrees inland with clear skies. The weekend partially cloudy with a high of 10. Fine on Sunday with a high of 12 degrees. Finally,
Stefan Thomas has said he has long ago made peace with the reality that he may never gain access to his $220 million Bitcoin fortune. We talked about this yesterday. The computer programmer is locked out of a digital wallet containing an estimated $220 million worth of Bitcoin, with only two chances left to figure out his password before its contents are encrypted and placed out of reach forever. German-born Stefan Thomas, who now lives in San Francisco, told the New York Times that he was gifted 7,002 bitcoins by an early cryptocurrency fanatic in 2011 after creating a What is Bitcoin explainer video. Yet the same year, he lost his password, known as a digital key, to the online wallet, and despite trying all his regular combinations, he has remained locked out as the price of the cryptocurrency has soared in the past month. However, he's not the only one who has lost his money in this way. According to reports, of the existing 18.5 million Bitcoin, around 20%, currently worth around $140 billion, seems to be lost or stranded in wallets.
Passwords, eh? Do you struggle with passwords?
All the time.
Oh, dear, it's terrible, isn't it? You could have a different password for every size, and you just... I keep meaning to write them all down somewhere and hide them, but haven't got around to it. And there's another guy, some Welsh guy, who wants to sort of drag a landfill site because he chucked a hard drive with his Bitcoin wallet into it away about 5 years ago.
No.
And that's worth about 200 million as well. So, oh well, best not to get involved unless you can afford it and remember your password.